This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh. Yes, it is. It's Friday 2:07, and we are happy about that. Beautiful day outside. And if it's Friday and you're wrapping up your work day, on a day like this, I bet you you're thinking about going home and sitting on that beautiful backyard deck customized by Artistic Decks for you. It is an absolute dream of so many people to have that dream space. It expands the living area of your home. And we are excited to have Artistic Decks, partners of ours here on the Annie Fry Show, Artistic Decks, the owners, in here to play X's and O's. So Victoria and Derek, thank you for being in here today.
My pleasure.
There we go. Let's get your mics on.
Yeah, we got to turn on, right?
All good. It's great to be partnering with you. And right now we've got the weather is right pristine.
Starting to kick in, isn't it?
For sitting outside and enjoying that deck. And my understanding is if people are able to call and get in line, that you still are doing decks this summer.
We're getting there. Definitely call soon. We're starting to fill up a little bit, but at the same time, always looking for new clients, and we'll definitely get you in by late summer, worst case scenario right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, call now. We're running a couple light specials, some giveaways on lights. Definitely best pricing in town.
It is, and they're beautiful, and like I said, they're customized as well. 314-280-0821 is the number to call. 314-280-0821. You guys have decades of experience here in the area.
Decades.
That's a good play on words, right?
Yeah, it's just I didn't even know that I did that when I said the word decades.
Caught it though.
Decades of experience of making people's experience in their backyard actually livable. A deck can transform a home so much.
A whole other living space. You know, picture your living room. Most living rooms are between, you know, 150 to 200 square foot on a nicer size home. On a deck, you put that out back, it's a whole other living space in the same dimension.
Yeah.
And makes it very cool. It brings your whole backyard to life. If you need a new deck, now's the time to do it. Prices aren't going to get any cheaper.
Yeah.
So this is now, and summer is upon us.
All right. Well, if you want to give them a call, 314-280-0821. You can also look them up online and see some of the beautiful decks that they've already constructed at artisticdecks.net. X's and O's, we haven't done one of these in a while. We're excited to have you guys in to play.
I'm scared.
That's okay. You should be scared of Ryan. He's very scary. Yeah. He's very frightening. Huge
and
Michigan Spartans fan.
Judge, jury, and executioner.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you didn't know how bad this was going to be.
Yeah.
Ryan, why don't you take it from here and set up the game so the listeners at home as well as our guests understand how it works.
Okay, it's been a few weeks since we've played X's and O's. So the way that this happens is we have a drummer that comes in here real soon. It makes things feel very, very intense.
All right.
Well, there he is. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, there we go. There he is. All right. So you have a tic-tac-toe board up in the studio here, numbered 1 through 9. So each square has a number corresponding with a question that I will give you. And Derek, right?
Sure, yes.
You want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So you will be, I think we have O's for you.
Right.
And Victoria will be X's. Derek, you will pick any square to start. And then you'll have to pick Annie or Brad to answer the question for you.
Okay.
You simply agree with Annie or Brad for the square.
All right, let's do five.
All right, going right down the center.
Right.
Good choice.
And who is going to answer this question for you?
Well, let's do Brad.
I'm ready.
Brad. All right, here we go. The new Pope will go by the name Leo the Fourth. This is a hard week, by the way.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, you're welcome. That will go by the name Leo the 14th and was selected on the conclave's second day. What percentage of the cardinals did he need to secure for the papacy? Was it half plus one, 51%, two-thirds majority, or a unanimous vote?
Man.
What is needed?
Man, my gut tells me to go with a unanimous vote. But then I heard an audio clip today where, like, one of the Cardinals was saying, I'll never tell you which way I voted.
Fred Bottomer was in and answered this question.
Yeah. So let's go. What was it? The two-thirds, I think, is what I'm going to go with. Two-thirds.
Two-thirds. Derek?
And that's exactly correct.
That is Ooh. Correct. That's you got it.
Dang it. I think we're going to be the dumb ones in the room today. And by that, I mean Brad and me.
Derek was yeah. confident.
He's like, let's yeah. see how long they stew on this one.
He was ready to go. Come on, Brad.
Good.
Let's
I like
get there.
It.
All right, so you go take the center square there if you want to go ahead and mark that.
Let's do it.
You have O's in center square.
And Victoria, you get to pick your square next.
I am going to do number one.
All right, top left.
Number one, who's answering this for you?
Annie.
All right.
All right, Annie and Victoria, you found one of today's audio whoopies. Here's President Trump talking about a third term.
Staying politically viable.
I will say this. So many people want me to do it. Mm-hmm. I have never had requests so strong as that.
He went on to say to Kristen Welker that he wouldn't run again. But the question is, on what network was this?
NBC, Meet the Press, Kristen Welker.
I agree.
Yes.
Boy, that was fast.
Glad it wasn't a Pope question.
I thought a couple of these were a little hard. You guys kind of nailed them.
Yeah.
All right. So you have square number one, Victoria.
Good thing their little icon was in the bottom corner of that clip that I watched.
Was it? I was listening.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That means it goes back to Derek.
Right.
Which square you want?
Oh, yeah, right. The square thing.
Yes.
Let's do two.
Number two.
Top middle.
Okay, top middle. And who's answering for you, Derek?
We'll do Annie.
Okay.
Annie, on Tuesday, we talked about how we voted in the 2016 presidential primary. Trump, Rubio, Cruz. Name any state that Donald Trump did not win in the 2016 presidential primary.
Iowa. Cruz. Iowa.
What year did, can I...
16.
Oh, 16, yeah.
Right? You said 2016, right?
2016.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's correct.
Ted Cruz. Right.
Ted Cruz.
I didn't catch the 16 part.
Yeah, when you said that, I'm like, I hope it's 16.
Let me check on that real quick here.
You can't... You're going to fact check
yourself
right now?
You're going to fact check yourself.
That's correct. Cruz won.
Yeah. They're right. Go ahead and mark the... Go ahead and give yourself the O.
What, you want to recount?
No, you're right. Just making sure.
Yeah,
just
simulating
sure.
arriving ballots. I don't think the machines were finished counting.
What
did,
sure.
did you think he won Iowa?
It was real close. And that's not on the list of state. Because I pulled this from an article.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they didn't list that one. Oh. Probably because it was a caucus.
Yeah.
But I was like, wait a minute. That yeah. still counts.
He didn't win the first
so
one.
So I had to check to be sure.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, you got it. All right. Victoria? Back to Victoria.
I'm going to do number eight
for the block.
That makes sense.
Out right. of middle.
See what happens.
All right. And who's answering this one for you?
Brad or Annie?
Oh, Brad
or Annie. Brad or Annie.
All right. Let's
Brad.
Go.
Brad, you guys have the other audio whoopee.
Whoopee. She always gets all the whoopee.
Yeah.
And we'll just go to break.
ArtisticDex.net. Fun people.
All right. This is the audio whoopee. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said they'd be meeting to discuss tariffs with China this weekend.
The Chinese team is traveling through Europe, and they will be in also. So we will meet on Saturday and Sunday. And, you know, look, we have shared interest.
In what country will the U.S. and China be meeting this weekend?
I believe it's Switzerland.
Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Here's the answer.
The Chinese team is traveling through Europe, and they will be in Switzerland also.
Yeah.
So
right.
We will meet on Saturday and Sunday. And, you know, look, we have shared interest.
I'm a little humbled. I said this was a hard week, and you guys
just for
just
you, Ryan,
nailing it. Yeah, actually, it was harder
really
on me
hard for you
than it was
for
on
him
you.
To figure out the question.
Yeah, yeah. Go back. Was it
Wait,
Iowa?
Let me Google that and make sure.
I got a correct answer that wasn't on my list.
All right, technically, it's a primary, but okay.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, back to Derek.
All right, let's go to seven.
Bottom left.
Seven, bottom left.
Yep, bottom left.
And who's answering for you?
Well, go back to Annie.
Okay.
All right, Annie, you have stumbled into AI.
AI.
That means this is a real quote from the week run through artificial intelligence. So the quote's real. It won't sound like the person saying it. Tell me which guest this was on the Annie Fry Show this week.
Oh.
ADD is disqualifying from military service. And I, you know, I've been diagnosed with ADD.
Will Chamberlain.
Will Chamberlain. Gonna have to do some trusting here. Or...
I thought I heard this, though.
Vet her character. Would she deceive you?
But memory, right? So, I'm gonna say no.
You're gonna say no. It's not Will Chamberlain. All right, here is the answer.
You know, ADD is disqualifying
Ooh.
From military
Chamberlain.
Service.
It is and
Chamberlain.
Yeah.
I've been diagnosed with
okay,
ADD.
Okay, you win.
Even if I were young enough to join the military,
so
they would exclude
square,
me on that
Victoria.
Basis.
Right.
Victoria
so it's
gets
be,
the square.
X.
Number seven.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, look at
now
me.
Now I'm going to block you next time.
Oh, man.
Okay, now,
you
Victoria.
You can win. I set you up for a win.
Where do you want to go?
I'm going to go nine.
Number nine.
Bottom right.
And this would be for the first tic-tac-toe of the game. Yep. And yeah. who is your answer?
That would be Brad.
Your expert.
Uh-oh.
All right, Brad.
All right.
We spoke with Taylor Riggs about companies moving operations back within the U.S. borders, and today, Lego announced a massive 2 million square foot warehouse they're opening in Virginia at a cost of $366 million, probably to avoid tariffs.
Okay.
In 2014, Lego gave us the Lego Movie.
Oh, and there's the turn.
With characters like Emmett, Wild Style, President Business, and Lego Batman.
Are you making this up as you ask the question?
No.
It has to be.
He's swinging back and forth like a child.
Tell me who voiced any of those four characters
President,
in the Lego Movie.
Wait, Lego Batman? I think that was Will Forte, but I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with President Business was Will Ferrell.
Agree?
I'm going to agree.
Or disagree? Boy, it's a good thing he said Will Ferrell because that is correct. But Will Forte was not in that movie. It was Will Arnett.
Arnett.
Oh.
So we
you got it.
Oh,
you
got it.
It. You got the tic-tac-toe.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Will Arnett was Lego Batman. Chris Pratt was Emmett.
Chris Pratt was the one I was
I thought that that would
that
be the one.
That was the only name
get.
That I knew was
yeah.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Well, Derek, you get to go now. So
right.
Which square are you going to pick?
Well, let's pick four.
Yep. Yep, got to go with four.
Seems like the answer.
Okay, and who's answering for you?
We'll go with Brad.
All right.
Brad, you
Since
have...
I got it wrong last time.
I got it right. Yeah. I got it right.
I know. Yeah.
You got a chance still here,
yeah.
Derek.
Okay.
You can tie it.
Now
all right.
Over to the...
Yeah, you got it. You have stumbled into AI. Again, another clip that will not sound like the person who said it. Tell me who said this.
That's very important. And we feel very comfortable with that because it's been a great ally. Truly one of our great allies. A lot of people say our greatest ally.
A lot of people say. That's
what?
The dead giveaway.
Oh, my God.
Man, I think that's President Trump.
Do you?
Yes,
yeah,
President
have to
Trump.
Say for sure.
Here is who actually said that.
And that's very important. And we
important.
Feel very, very comfortable with that because it's been a great ally. Truly one of our great allies. I mean, a lot of people say... Our greatest ally.
A lot of people say that's the giveaway.
100%.
All right.
All right.
So we have an O in square four, which means that really the game kind of comes down to this square, doesn't it?
It does. One left.
We got two left, but this is really the key one, isn't it?
Victoria, you want three or you want six?
I want six.
You want six.
Number six.
Yeah. For the block. You pretty much, if you get it wrong, it's a tic-tac-toe.
It's a tic-tac-toe.
And then it'll come down to total squares. So.
Yep. Right. So if you win them there.
He's loving it.
Why don't you take three instead?
He's talking me into stuff.
Six.
All right, number six. And who's answering?
We're going to go with Annie.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Annie.
Okay, Annie. Pope Leo XIV is the head of the Catholic Church as of yesterday, May 8th, 2025. And we'll just stop. You answer, so we have to stop there.
Yeah, okay.
In our lifetimes, we have seen Pope Francis, Pope Benedict, and Pope John Paul II. Give me the year any one of them were elected.
2025 count?
Nope.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. 2024. I like my clients.
Duh.
What?
Were any of those popes, Pope Francis, Benedict, or Pope John Paul II, elected pope in 2024?
No.
Yeah, correct.
No, that is correct.
Ding, ding, ding. I think it's 91 was...
Yeah, you guys seem to know your Pope stuff.
I'm Catholic. Yeah. He's not.
Pope Francis was 2013.
Yeah.
Pope Benedict was 2005.
Oh, okay.
And Pope John Paul II was 1978.
78, yeah.
I'm getting confused with when the Pope came to St. Louis.
St. Louis.
I feel like I was in fourth grade. It was like 93, 94?
I thought it was later than that. I would have said 97 or 8.
Mm, maybe. I don't know.
All right, one square left. Now we have to just complete the board.
Well, if he gets it wrong, it's a tie game.
There's no tic-tac-toe.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was looking at it wrong. All right.
Yeah, it's just about the ball.
If he gets it right, though, he's another tic-tac-toe.
Yeah.
All right, so number three for Derek.
Can he pick either of us, or is it?
Yeah, we're both available.
Okay.
Flirt. Flirt for it.
No.
Hold it.
Who do you want to answer, Derek?
Brad or Annie.
So she's...
Either way.
Yeah, right. Let's go, Annie.
Okay.
All right, Annie. This week, President Donald Trump met with the new Prime Minister of Canada to talk tariffs and friendship. What is the first and last name of Canada's new Prime Minister?
Mark.
I specifically asked this for you.
I remember his first name now. I don't remember his last name.
Derek, you know it.
Do you know it? Mark.
I know Mark. It's what I know.
I know it. Mark Carney.
Is it Carney?
I'm 100% sure it's Carney, and I'm 82% sure it's
I think it's Mark. I think.
Mark Carney.
I'm going to say yes. We're going to say yes to Mark Carney.
Yeah.
You got it.
The whole thing.
You had the last name, and I had the...
Yeah, there you go. We
you got
All
it.
All right, put one more X on the board. Good job, guys. Oh. Now, you got to come back and throw it down again, and we'll have you back, and you can play one another time.
All right, now we're good at it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right,
you guys nailed it. Well, Artistic Decks is there to take your phone call to build the deck of your dreams.
It
is affordable. It can happen this year. You can be sipping lemonade, or let's be honest, margaritas on your deck at your home, inviting your friends over, or telling everyone to go away and enjoying the quiet space and the warm breeze and the nice sunshine.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Feinstein yourself. 314-280-0821. 314-280-0821. Artisticdex.net. Derek, anything else you want to add to it before we let
you
go?
Sure. Call now. Free consultations, free deck designs. All that is included in the price. When you, there's no additional pricing when you get mm-hmm. the bid, the number, it is what the number is. Call today. Got a bunch of different specials going on and some of the new decking that's coming out currently. So that's, now's the time.
Reliable, customized, and you're working with good people, and that's what matters the most. ArtisticDecks.net. Victoria, Derek, thank you.
A pleasure.
Congratulations on your win, Derek.
Thank you.
I win either way, right? You do. That's
right.
Exactly right. All right, let's take a quick break. More Any Fry Show after this. Don't go away. Look like an old brass pen.